USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Much of the nation gripped by an Arctic blast that's bringing sub-zero temperatures and wind chills across well over a dozen U.S. states, including Iowa, where much-anticipated Republican presidential caucuses are happening today and could be significantly affected. Former President Trump, way ahead in recent polling, followed by Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. USA's Laura Winters.
All of the Republican candidates busy campaigning despite the weather.
This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
That is Nikki Haley campaigning in Iowa. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also shaking lots of hands in the state with his wife by his side.
We have a lot of people that we have signed up to commit to for us over many months. I think they're motivated, they're passionate, and they're going to show up. What about the broader electorate? I just don't know, but I'm confident our people are going to come out strong.
The frigid weather already having a significant impact on air travel as well. According to the website FlightAware, there have been over 1,400 flight cancellations and over 300 flight delays within, into, or out of the U.S. so far today. The latest update from the CDC says seasonal flu and COVID activity continues to be elevated in most parts of the U.S. The CDC estimates there have been at least 14 million flu-related illnesses, 150,000 hospitalizations, and 9,400 deaths so far in the current flu season. A dispute pitting state versus federal government in Texas as state officers at the clogged border crossings in Eagle Pass are blocking federal Border Patrol agents from rendering life-saving or other medical aid to illegal border crossers. A recent tragedy near Eagle Pass involved immigrants drowning in the Rio Grande River and Texas agents preventing Border Patrol from helping them. This is USA News.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The White House reportedly speaking to Israel about entering a new, more surgical phase of their military attack against Hamas.
More targeted, more precise raids, less airstrikes. We believe it's time to make that transition, and we have had that conversation with them.
It's National Security Council spokesman John Kirby speaking on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said over the weekend there will be no end to the IDF's operation until Hamas is destroyed. It's been 100 days since war began in Gaza. In Washington, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson speaking out in support of the $1.6 trillion spending deal he made with Senate Democrats. The new speaker is getting pressure from conservative lawmakers in the House to renegotiate. But Johnson says,
our top line agreement remains. We are getting our next steps together.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are facing another looming partial government shutdown deadline on January 19th. A principal who was wounded during an active shooter incident at a high school in Iowa this month has died. The news surfaced in an update posted to a GoFundMe page set up to help Dan Marburger with medical expenses. The post said the Perry High School principal died Sunday morning. Marburger had been the principal at the Des Moines area school for almost 30 years. The school shooting also claimed the life of a sixth grader and left five others hurt. And seasonal stage and television actress renowned for her portrayal of Trixie Norton on The Honeymooners, Joyce Randolph, has passed away at the age of 99. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.